Look who just walked in, the man who may very well be the next mayor of New York City, Curtis Sliwa. Curtis, I was talking to you at 11:30 last night. I was talking to you at 10:30 last night. It's now 4:40 in the morning. Have you not been to sleep?
No. I was out at Cary Gardens in Coney Island doing verticals, checking up on the Bloods gang there.
What are you doing here at the radio station?
Just dropping shit off. You know,
you were dropping shit off?
Yeah.
From Coney Island?
No. Just dropping them off.
All right.
Just doing my Good Samaritan service.
Oh, boy. How's the campaign going?
Campaign's going well, man. I was out there with the Lubavitchers in Crown Heights the other night, Borough Park. You saw me dancing. It was great. It was great. And then every day, San Gennaro Festival. I'll be there today when WABC is there. Just look for me. I'll be giving you those cards.
All right. So what time are you going to be at San Gennaro if people want to come down and
see you? San Gennaro from about 3 to 6. But I got to be out in Staten Island earlier because I'm going to be at the old Willowbrook Complex, which is now what? The College of Staten Island.
That's right. Victory Boulevard.
2800 Victory Boulevard. If you can be there, meet me at 1 o'clock. And I am attacking my adversary, Eric Adams, who while on Morning Joe with a cup of coffee sitting next to Al Slim Shady Sharpton said they should have never closed Willowbrook. It was just a few bad employees. And that agitated Geraldo Rivera, who exposed Willowbrook when he was the reporter for Channel 7.
I was talking about this earlier, and I saw Geraldo's tweet endorsing you.
So he asked me to come meet him last night. He said, I can't believe he said that. Doesn't he realize that they were injecting the young people and the older people who were housed there with hepatitis? I mean, they were experimenting on these people. They were torturing them.
It's lucky you found someone to give you Geraldo's number. That's a lucky thing.
Very good. Thank you, Frank. Right. By the way, Geraldo giving me tactical air support, endorsing me for mayor, and saying, hey, if you think Willowbrook should have stayed open, you basically, it's like a disclaimer on you being mayor. And he's right. Eric Adams is 60 years old. It's not like he's 30. He grew up with Willowbrook. How could you say that Willowbrook should not have been closed?
By the way, when is your appearance on Morning Joe? Have you been invited on that program?
No, they don't even give me a cup of coffee. And remember, I used to work with Morning Joe.
I remember.
Amica.
Yeah, same
they
here.
They used to follow me at WABC.
I remember. Yes, no, that was
Frank,
right.
Frank, what happened?
They replaced you at 10 o'clock for a time.
They keep saying, you're running for mayor? I thought Eric Adams was already the mayor.
Yep. Well, that's it. All right. Well, maybe I'll see you in Staten Island or in Little Italy later
what's
today.
In your backyard. That's right.
I don't want to be institutionalized.
2800 Victory Boulevard, 1 o'clock. Come out. Protest what Eric Adams said. He should apologize.
Thank you for escorting Sid safely to the radio station.
No problem.
Thank you. All right. Carry on. Go and fight crime and win some votes.